This is Ted Kennedy. Senior citizens need help in obtaining long-term care. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as the nation's population continues to age and more elderly Americans live longer, the lack of long-term care is a serious problem. A third to a half of all senior citizens will need nursing home care at some point in their lives. It's a problem for the elderly as well as their loved ones. Few families are able to afford the high cost of nursing care. As a result, large numbers of senior citizens who need help with basic activities such as bathing, dressing, and eating are struggling desperately to survive in their own homes or in their children's homes. The best solution is to expand Social Security and Medicare to cover long-term care. In many cases, if reasonable home care is available, families can cope, and expensive nursing home stays can be avoided. Senior citizens deserve help, Al, or are you part of the problem?
What seniors richly deserve is the right to stay there in the comfort and peace of their own homes for as long as they desire. It's a real tragedy to see a person moved into a nursing home simply because they don't have access to some minor support that would allow them to stay at home. But there you go again, putting the old cart out there before the nag. Ted, while Congress does need to address the problem of long-term care, whatever happened to the sensible idea of expanding Medicare coverage to cover catastrophic illness? We did put together a good catastrophic care plan over 3 years ago, but then you joined forces with the special interest groups when they howled and succeeded in repealing that crucial coverage. Ted, that bad mistake derailed all future progress on health care issues for the elderly. You and your pals are gun-shy and now afraid to tackle that issue. That fact alone tells me just how serious you are about this one. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on new programs which help teenage mothers to complete their education. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.